KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
Aloha, listeners of KKCR. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour, urging you to support Kauai Community Radio. As a beacon of free speech, KKCR has been broadcasting from their jungle shack and building community in the island since 1997. KKCR brings you Hawaiian culture and music, independent voices and choices like Democracy Now!, otherwise shut out from the corporate media. During this program, please show your love for KKCR by making an investment in the station that loves you and become a sustaining member. Your monthly support at any level will pay dividends all year long and ensure the continued success of Kauai Community Radio. From our family at Democracy Now! To your ohana in the center of the Pacific, mahalo for your support. It really does make a difference.
This is Ron Whaley, KKCR, Hanalei. And KAQA Kilauea, Kauai Community Radio.
That's right, Kauai Community Radio, and you are listening to Out of the Box this Thursday afternoon. Your host here with you for the next hour and a half, taking you up till the 6 o'clock hour. I am Laura Christine, and just wanted to say, hey, mahalo for listening. And to let you know that our underwriters do appreciate the love and support you are able to bless them with. So all about the blessings we are blessed to have. Kalaheo Chiropractic and Ching Young be our underwriters on this Out of the Box program, made possible by listeners like you and the good folks at Kalaheo Chiropractic, Ching Young Village.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, postural training, cold laser therapy, and spinal decompression. Open Monday through Friday, now a second location in Kapa'a, 822-0711, or Southside Center at 332-5580, or online at kalaheochiropractic.com.
Ching Young Shopping Village proudly supports Kauai's community radio by underwriting this program. Ching Young, the heart of Hanalei. Mahalo, Jeff Culverhouse, for your support.
Yes, mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. We've got an hour and a half, as I mentioned, of community forum for you on this Thursday. And the phone lines are 826-7771. That's join the conversation. Hopefully it's not just me. But is it just me? Is it just crazy out there? It feels like, I don't know, just kind of nuts in so many ways. I have a number of things to kind of bring to the forefront in this afternoon's conversation, but chiefly looking forward to hearing from you, the listener, with your comments, your concerns, your events, things going on in your neighborhood, on your side of the island, in your moku. Please let us know what's going on out there. It is the first out-of-the-box show of July for us, and I hope you guys had a safe and sane one, celebrating the independence of this great nation. And some 200 years ago, some rebels, I guess, as they were called, got into a little side conversation about patriotism the last little bit. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that, patriotism, and what it means to be a rebel. So just some things to ponder as we move forward. This whole notion of elections coming up on the national and local side. I do have a call. I'm going to try to bring this person right on the air like this. We'll go answer, put you on hold, bring you on. I'm talking to myself, and now I'm talking to you, I hope. Aloha, caller. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, aloha, Jimmy.
Aloha, thanks for calling. And
man, I just wanted to send my condolences out to the Ko'o family, Kepa and Leilani and Kahau. Uncle Joe passed away about 4 days ago.
Oh, my.
long-term resident of Kauai, and he'll be missed.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your condolences, and tell us a little bit. I don't know the man, but I'm sure that others do. If you want to share anything about,
Let's see, what can I say about Uncle Joe? He was a Lahala weaver.
Mm-hmm.
He made hats and stuff like that.
Wow. A cultural practitioner he was.
He was a Vietnam veteran. He lived on Oahu for several years, and then moved to Kauai back probably about 1972, 73. Lived down in Hyena, Wainiha, and then more recently, Kalapaki area.
Uh-huh.
But Leilani is his daughter, and she's married to Matt Malawiki and their son, Mikhail. And then his other daughter is Kehau, and I don't think she's married, but she's lived on island since birth.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of sad, you know.
Yeah.
I knew him pretty well.
How did you know him?
He was, hello?
I said, how did you know him?
From hanging with people down in Hyena and fishing back in the days, helping Uncle Willie and stuff. And, you know, he was always there at the Paina's, and he also was a roommate of mine for probably, I don't know, 3-4 years. So, yeah, I knew the man well.
Yeah, if you lived with him, you certainly did. And,
well, he was rented a room with him and his son, Kepa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And well, wish you and the family the best.
Right on. And, you know, you're not the only one that feels like things are kind of out of whack, but you can only do what you can do and just try to stay positive. And,
thank you.
Try to live Pono,
Try to live Pono. You know, I really appreciate that qualifier, you know, because it's choices that we have, and, you know, it is out of whack. I mean, I know it's not just me. It just seems so.
Well, I think the whole country, well, maybe not the whole country, but, you know, a majority of the country is in kind of like, geez, these are our choices for president, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Bernie Sanders get a lot of the popular vote, but because of the way the system is, it, you know.
Well, because of the way the system is, I think there's like more broad scale acknowledgement that the system is just, for lack of a better word, corrupt. It's just not working. And bringing it back, rather, I appreciate what you have to say, that it's all that we could do to just, you know, try to be positive, try to make a difference in a good way. So, mahalo for sharing the love that you have for Uncle Joe, and condolences to his family.
Right on. Rest in peace, Uncle Joe. Okay.
Right on. Mahalo for the call. Aloha. So, that's how it is on our Thursday afternoon here at Kauai Community Radio. We will be taking phone calls. It's an open forum. I don't have any, if you will, pre-arranged guests. Oh, no. Did I do it?
Hello.
Thank you for thank you for hanging in there.
Yes. Aloha.
Aloha.
Is this Jimmy?
This is Jimmy on the air with you, and I appreciate the call.
Well, in terms of your last comment to the gentleman, I think it was Thomas Jefferson who said that perhaps we need a revolution every 20 years.
Well, when was our last one?
Well, the context in which he was speaking was, of course, comments that he made also saying that one should not burden the next generations with the previous generation's debt.
Mm.
Now, you're familiar with this Broadway hit musical called Hamilton?
Well, its soundtrack is being played frequently in the household. My daughter is a big fan of Mr. Manuel, Lin-Manuel. I'm kind of regretful. I don't remember his full name, but yes, I am familiar with that show.
I don't think most people understand the influence that Hamilton had. See, after the Patriots, after we won the War of Independence, and the comment going around at the time after they signed the Declaration of Independence was that Of course, they were traitors to the motherland, to England. And so the comment going around was, unless we hang together, we're going to hang separately.
Whoo!
That was like Mr. Benjamin Franklin, I think, said that.
Uh-huh.
Because they were traitors to the home country. So, but anyway, what Mr. Hamilton did was so after the war, all the states, which like there's like maybe 13 or so, they were
sure.
broke. So they came to Washington, or they came to the powers that be, whoever was running the hooey at that time.
Right. The Federalists.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the Articles of Confederation or the Constitution. Anyway, this is immediately after they said, well, listen, we're all broke. What are we going to do? And it was Hamilton who said, well, let's let the federal government assume the consolidated debt of all the individual states. And that is how the U.S. national debt was started. It was from the War of Independence.
Yeah, I'm seeing red, white, and blue all over that.
Yeah, and so we've always had a national debt.
Mm.
And, you know, that lovely humanitarian and leader, VP Dick Cheney, said, well, debt doesn't matter. Well, in a certain context, yes, I guess it doesn't matter, but the whole thing is we're getting to the point in the national debt where, you know, it's like approaching $20-21 trillion that all the experts say, Jimmy, that we'll never be able to repay the debt, and therefore, you know, most experts say the only way we can deal with this is to basically inflate the value of the dollar, which means making the dollar worth less and less.
We'll make more Hamiltons.
Yeah, well, now they're putting black people. I don't care if they put like yellow people on the or purple people. If the money is becoming worth less and less, then we're in deep kimchi.
You know? Yes.
And so the whole thing is like, you know, Palaniki. I built my first solar oven, and I lived on very little money, and I learned to be, you know, self-sufficient to a certain extent. But I'm sort of concerned about the younger generation in that they don't have really a perspective. They're addicted to their little devices. I mean, little devices like cell phones and
I'm holding tablets. One in my hand.
Well, they're very convenient.
Yeah. It's amazing.
But the main thing is when we put this virus out to disable the centrifuges of Iran. Now the Stuxnet, this virus, has gone viral around the world, so it can attack all these complex systems. So there might be a day very soon where there's no more nothing. See, there'd be no internet. There'd be no.
Right.
I thank God we only have like our KIUC. Like if we were connected to the other islands, then you know the more connected you are with these grid systems, therefore the more vulnerable you are.
Mm.
It's like when Russia attacked Ukraine's computers, they had like literally they had old school, they had like you know, switches and knobs so they could reboot their internet connectivity quite easily, whereas the thing is, the more complicated a system is, the more it tends to fall apart more readily.
Right.
And so that's the great thing about, you know, being on a little island and living a more local lifestyle, that, you know, that we can somehow figure a way to survive. I mean, thanks. The person I find most inspiring in this is the gentleman on the Island Breath website.
Right.
He's really a, you know, a resource for our community. But I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in on the greater scheme of things.
Well, thank you for sharing the historical perspective.
Yeah, well, it's just like, I don't think, you know, I don't blame the kids. I think the teachers do a very poor job in making it clear just the basics of our history. And, you know, what, you know, because all these discussions we're having is like Thomas Jefferson, for example, he was a states' right individual because he was a farmer in Virginia, right?
Right.
So he would be, today he would be more considered like a Republican in terms of, you know, states' right versus like, you know, the feds taking a way of the way of
yeah.
Like, but it's a very confused situation in terms of limit. But these basic issues go back to the founding fathers, and they had the same concerns and discussions as we do.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, obviously, I mean, we're just lucky that we don't. You know, people complain about American taxes. In Britain, 70% of the people would leave Great Britain if they could. The taxes are horrendous. You know,
mm-hmm.
And with this Brexit thing, the thing is, you know, they were not just being taxed by their own country, but they were also being taxed by the EU. And so, and in England, for example, everything you buy, food, clothing, gasoline, is double the price. Not just double Kauai price, but double the mainland price, right?
Mm.
So it's like, that's why, you know, most people are really dissatisfied with, you know, these big systems. And then it's like saying, well, listen, you Muslim countries, you have no...
Uh-oh, hold on. Are you still there?
Yep.
Uh-oh, I hung up on the other caller, I think.
Heavens.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that I just think that most people don't understand that, you know, there was, you know, historically, if you look back a few hundred years, you'll see that the Muslims were stopped, the invading horde of Muslims stopped just outside of Vienna. And these countries like Hungary, who are portrayed as being fascist, well, they don't want their country being overrun with people who could be very, very easily being taken care of by their fellow Muslim brothers, you see?
Mm.
So why should me as a British citizen get to the end of the line? It's just like if a bunch of people from, like, since we're a member of all the states of the United States, if they said to us, well, listen, these people from mainland U.S. want to move to Kauai, want to move to Hawaii, and guess what? You local people, you local, you local Howleys, you local whatever, you have to go to the back of the line, and these people who come from the mainland, they're going to the front of the line. That's exactly the situation with all these needy refugees coming from all these countries. Now, all these other countries, these Muslim countries, they could easily take in their brothers. Whether they're Shia or Sunni, they don't do that.
They don't give a Shiite.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And now
here's what I want to ask you though, because you were describing something, and I was thinking that you were describing reality here on Kauai.
Well,
that local people have to get in the back of the line because moneyed interests come, whether they're big time developers.
Yeah, well, yeah, no offense to all the lovely billionaires like Mr. Zuckerberg and Mr. Steve, what's his name? The guy who owns Grove Farm.
Steve Case.
Yeah,
I'm just being careful not saying names because, as a host of a TV or a radio show we get in trouble for mentioning people's names out of order, if you know what I mean.
Well, the thing that, it bothers me, I've been here 30 years, and I used to watch the Planning Commission, Jimmy. Now, when I see the decisions being made, see, like when I was born in California, there was 3 million. Now there's about 40 million. And the thing that bothers me is when the zoning people make these zoning laws, then they're actually selling out their own brothers.
Well,
so, I mean, I think it's unfair.
I don't disagree.
You know, I think it's unfair for the local people in power to sell out the local people who are trying to survive with their families.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's wrong that it's sort of unfair that a lot of the local folks are being, you know, priced out of their own home, right?
Yes.
And I think it's like, I'm an old dude. I don't know how much time I have left, but the point is, I don't want anything from them. I just want to enjoy the island while I'm still breathing. And I feel that, see, they're, you know, the local people, I mean, I've worked two or three jobs at once in my working years, but the whole thing is, I just find our system to be corrupt. I'm not pointing the fingers at anybody, and I just think that the local people are getting the short end of you-know-what.
Yeah, well, there you go. And I appreciate your two cents. Thank you for this.
And thank you for always having this open forum, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, and call back if no one else does. But
well, that's cool. How's Jonathan J? I haven't heard him for a while.
Well, you know, interesting you mentioned we drove up together, and he's doing some community service, if you will, and weed whacking or talking story, doing some volunteerism.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what happened to the dude.
Well, we talked a little bit about it last week, and maybe in the future we'll talk about it a little bit more. I'm reluctant to get into the dirty laundry, as they say in the radio business, but
well,
it makes some people cringe. But
thanks again for the
no
the
worries,
program, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I hope your bees are doing good.
The bees are buzzing. It's been a wild summer so far. And
I knew a gentleman who had an operation on the Big Island in Ka'u called Be Happy.
Oh, that's a good
and
one.
And unfortunately, the mites attacked, and so he lost his operation.
Ah. We hope we can keep them at bay as long as we can. I found out the mites just made their way to Australia on a feral Asian. Blame it on the Asians, but blame it on the bees. Again, a feral hive that came in on a tanker cargo ship to Australia and Queensland, and now Australia has varroa mite.
Well, I love all the bee products, and one time I was lucky enough to get to this gentleman some propolis from the Carpathian Mountains in Slovakia.
Wow.
It was like a wad.
Easier said than done. Yeah.
It was like, so I mean, I really, you know, I take the royal jelly, the propolis, and I used to take the bee pollen. So
I'll let you know, we're going to have a local producer making health and beauty aids coming on the market pretty soon. And Paniolo Kauai, I believe, is the label.
Cool.
Dave Boucher down in the Waikoloa area is going to be.
God bless you, bees.
Yeah,
bee
some
folks.
Propolis, some beeswax, honey butters, and all that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you know, I was going to get back in the surf scene, so for my gentleman friend, I bought like the organic beeswax, and I bought the powdered zinc oxide, and I thought, well, I'd make my own sunscreen.
There you go. Yeah. How'd it turn out?
Now that I'm not indulging in the illegal, you know what, I rarely go on the surf. Because I thought, yeah, Lono knows this is our cooling on, and he's not going to mess with us. And I go, well, wait a second, dude.
Well, watch out. That sunscreen in the surf sometimes might have some long-term repercussions.
Well, no,
the zinc?
This is zinc oxide, which is that white crap you
right.
put on your face, right?
Right, right.
And mixed with the organic beeswax.
That'll be nice and, if you will,
nothing synthetic.
Waterproof.
But no, I just the thing that concerns me, you know, is the poo and mahala poo and all the fecal counts being so high. In the South Shore area, I really am reluctant to get in the old surf.
Something's going on down there. We're going to find out about it. I got another caller, so I'm going to.
God bless you, Jimmy.
Thank you. God bless you. We're going to drop that and go right here. Aloha, caller. You are on the air live, and I appreciate your patience.
Okay. Thank you, Jimmy. Aside from the previous caller with international commentaries, within the last 48 hours, the debacle both in Louisiana and Minnesota, I would like to encourage commentaries from listeners to have something possibly to say about that, and I'm sure you probably know what did happen.
Well, I'm just starting to find out more. I'm not sure the incident in Minnesota that you speak of, but the one in Louisiana
was
Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
Right, two officers wrestling with a black man. What the results being? A dead black man in Baton Rouge, captured.
Another thing happened in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Guy gets pulled over for a broken tail light.
Wow!
And kaboom, 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 kaboom.
That's law enforcement. Doing
that. So that's going to be some big time news and controversy. They even had demonstrations today in Philadelphia, PA, in relation to both incidents.
Mm-hmm. And Philadelphia, PA, being the site of the 2016 Democratic National Convention.
Well, yeah. You could add that in, but I would like to encourage people to draw us around. I mean, we got Ferguson, we got this, we got that, and it's kind of like. Previous DJ prior to you, I believe, was talking about serve and protect, and he used that word numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't stop somebody from having permission to sell their DVDs in front of a neighborhood store, and all of a sudden, hello, we can't tolerate this. So anyway, I just want to kind of like stir the mustard a little bit.
I appreciate you adding that to the mix. That's part of the heaviness of the day, driving up thinking about, oh man, what a heavy, heavy, trippy time we're living. And yeah, this just adds complexity to it.
Okay, Jimmy. My name is Gary, and I thank you. And
great. Brother, I appreciate your phone call in, and I've got another one right behind you. We go like that. And caller, you are live on the air. Hello.
Oh, man.
There we go.
Hello. Aloha.
Bingo, I hit the wrong button. Now we got you.
Am I there?
You are here. So thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks. I was catching a little bit of drift of that first guy who was talking about, you know, these presidents and things for the United States and stuff like that. Kind of maybe start thinking about things, with saying things that are out of balance or something's going on. Something's trippy. Something's weird. Like it's a weird time we're living in.
Right. That's my sentiments of just, wow, heavy duty.
Yeah. I think like ever since 1492, it's been heavy duty for the natives, right, of that population of the area, right? So it never has changed. The Native Americans got squished on the reservations. The federal government is still at war with the Native people.
Right.
They're still claiming that the European settlers are the creators of the United States, whereas that land was there known as Turtle Island to the Native there for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
So until that balance can be restored, expect it to be this way. What do you think when your nation's ready to come over and conquer another nation, grab, steal, and kill, and take? That hasn't changed. There was a lot of land before. Now the land's starting to dry up. Oh, now you're going to have to take some of the neighbors that look like you. Oh, now there's something's got to change because the level of greed is so high. It hasn't changed. People will glorify it and say, oh, these rebels moved away from Europe. But then what did they do? They damaged what they were moving into. They messed everything up. You know, not like we couldn't have messed it up on our own as a native population. Not like everything was peaceful, honky-dory before. But looking at the situation, the slavery, the native population, I've never been a Native American president. You can't tell me it's because none of them are qualified. You know, so that's like a puppeteer thing, like vote for your puppet. Really, that's another BS system amidst a BS government, amidst a BS. Like, I mean, you look at Hawaii 100 years ago, they overthrow Hawaii and just take over and claim it's the U.S. Oh, it's another state. Yeah. Like, well, with that mentality, you can never have a healthy nation. No, never going to have a healthy nation. It's always going to be sick. There's always going to be people killing each other and treating each other poorly because that's what it was founded upon. It was founded upon damaging the current population to take whatever they had. Reality, as long as we believe we own land, there's never going to be balance. Ever. You die and become the land. So how do you own it? It's impossible. It's a fairy tale, you know? So there's a lot of things that we all just think are normal. We own land, or this is America, or whatever. Like, we're different than anybody else. Those are all like these preconceived notions that aren't true, that just hurt us, you know? And until we can get those things settled, we're just going to be hurting. And this is the time we live in. Like what Brother was saying too, is like, well, be that shining bright star. Be that good person. You know, show the world that not everybody is totally messed up, you know? But yeah, it's a hard time, but there's a lot of hard history behind all the hard times.
So right, right.
I'm not surprised for a second. I'm like, hey, welcome to being like a Native American, you know? Like, that's how it is. And it's been that way since contact. And so now everybody gets to experience that pain and suffering, you know, empathize with that. But, you
right.
know, I'm not wishing that upon the world. You know, you got to find your inner peace. World peace starts inside your own heart, inside your own mind. And we all function better when we're not angry. We all function better when we have love in our heart.
There you go.
So be aware of all the nasty things. Don't get taken for granted. Don't get abused. Don't get used. But be aware, you know, and as long as we're going to pretend it's the United States and pretend that there was no natives there, then we can just pretend everything's going to get better. But until we can really deal with these historical problems, then we can't move forward and we're not going to be better. But, you know, just hold on. It's going to be a wild ride, and only those with strong hearts, strong minds, strong wills, and wanting to live are going to live, you know. And you already see it. People going to McDonald's, like how they walk in the store, how they walk out, they're killing themselves, you know. It doesn't take anybody to do it to them. They're doing it to themselves already, so, you know, it's up to you. How do you want to live your life? How do you want to feel? How much imaginary stories do you want to to believe so you can rationalize the bad things you do? Or do you want to just live a good life and be a good person? So anyways, that was just getting me all excited about the, you know, founding forefathers and Uncle Sam, things like that. So it just kind of got me a little bit excited to, like, mention, hey, yeah, history.
History.
A lot of history.
History according to whom? And I appreciate you sharing, you know, I appreciate you adding perspective to this conversation, because it's an acknowledgement of just where we're at.
For sure. And I really appreciate, like I said, I appreciate people with their opinions, and I mean no disrespect. I wanted to just make a couple of points to, like, you know, how it is for other people. You know, we're lucky being American citizens or being wherever we are. If we're not under fire, then we're doing really good. You know, so peace be on you, and thank you for the radio show. Keep it up.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Peace be on you, and we're hopeful that everybody can radiate that peace from within to without, all throughout, as Thomas says, peace, harmony, and happiness throughout the world. We are at the top of the hour, just about. It's what do you call it in radio land? Time for me to do the station business.
This is Ron Whaley, KKCR, Hanalei, and KAQA, Kilauea, Kauai Community Radio.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K284AL, Haleiwa.
Aloha, KKCR Ohana. Kauai Community Radio is constantly evolving. In January, we will begin the 2016 KKCR Strategic Plan, and you are invited. In a series of public meetings, group discussions, collaborative workshops, and awesome station parties, we will review and rededicate ourselves to the future of Kauai Community Radio. Please get involved in the future of your radio station by emailing strategicplan@kkcr.org, and stay tuned for more updates about the KKCR Strategic Plan, and mahalo for your participation.
This is Pierce Brosnan. This is Pierce Brosnan. Yes, it is. It's me, KKCR, wishing you a great day.
Yes, definitely wishing you a great day. I want to tell you that this out-of-the-box show is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with the good folks at Hawaii Life, Tahiti Nui, and Kauai Compassionate Care.
Neil Norman represents buyers and sellers of properties throughout the Hawaiian Islands. Neil is grateful for Hawaii's continued embrace, supports organic farming, beekeeping, and sustainable agriculture, and stands with KKCR on its mission to provide a much-needed voice and forum for Hawaii's diversity of cultures. Mahalo.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at hawaiicompassionatecare.com.
Yeah. Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Appreciate that. I'm banging on the console here because it is just after 5 o'clock. I've got about 58 minutes of talk story with you, the listener. Phone lines are open at 826-7771. I apologize for the one or two callers. Hopefully there wasn't more that I inadvertently cut off while I was trying to fumble my way through the call answering and call hold and call waiting system. I am solo in the box here, waiting for your phone call. Wanted to share a little bit of some of the stuff coming across my feed, if you will. Earlier conversations from the Patriot Act and all that good stuff. to the latest conversation we had, you know, calling it out that history is what it is. And how can you be surprised about the present moment when we seem to just repeat over and over the madness? And isn't that the description of madness, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So anyways, I'm going to take a phone call because the phone is ringing, and that's not my mother on the phone. The telephone is ringing, and that is you live on the air. Thank you for calling. Did I get you? Here we go. No, I hit the right button.
Yeah. Thank you. So, everybody, I assume, that reads the Garden Island newspaper. I got a refurb going. Let me shut my radio down.
Oh, well, there we go. That always helps to improve the quality of the sound coming through. Sometimes people put me on the speakerphone, and that also sounds a little wavy gravy on the airwaves. Back at you.
Yeah, so last week I saw the blurb in the Garden Island about the county of Kauai incurring $140,000 worth of fines from the State Department of Health, running water quality checks in the stream beds downstream from the transfer stations.
And that's all the transfer stations or several of them? I mean, and it wasn't just one, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah. I heard a little bit about it on our Tuesday Garden Island Alarmist, sometimes Bluegrass variety show.
Well, what made me wonder was here just a couple of months ago, I was watching a Board of Supervisors meeting from Calaveras County, California.
Okay.
And the Board of Supervisors, I believe, is very much like our county council.
Okay. Elected officials that make decisions for everyone.
You know, I believe in that system, they're hired.
Uh-huh.
They're employees of the county.
Okay.
They're not elected. So anyhow, in this meeting, the audience was full of residents from the community, and they were full of hostility.
Oh.
And what they were hostile about was that they had their own laboratory tests from their own science advisors, and everybody in the audience was completely dismayed that in all their air quality samples and in all their water quality samples from around the county, there were literally hundreds and hundreds of times higher levels of aluminum and other metals that should never have been there. Hundreds of times higher than the backdrop of the normal product is. So anyhow, the levels of aluminum in their air and rainwater runoff were so high, they absolutely constitute a health menace for the persons in that county.
Mm-hmm.
So my supposition, well, the supposition of the people at the meeting was that it was the airplanes overhead and what they were spraying that was raining down upon their county and was more than likely the culprit in why their air and water quality was so poor.
Wow.
So I am curious if the state of Hawaii, if they had ran a double-blind study. Did they check a bunch of stream beds on Kauai for aluminum, or did they only check the ones downstream of the transfer stations with no control group?
Uh-huh.
Because we have the same air blowing past us as the guys in California for the most part. So if their aluminum levels are way high, what about ours?
Well, you know, I guess that's a good question for someone like Dr. Carl Berg from Surfrider, as well as specifically who the council or who the county had hired to be the consultant to perform that study. Because I don't think
the tests were all run, I believe, by the State Department of Health.
So there we go. So it would be the state agency
So the state agency.
That would be the Department of Health. They hire. Well, maybe they have state scientists that
have subcontractors, laboratory subcontractors actually do their work.
Right, right. That's what I would imagine, but I don't know for a fact.
So like I say, I am just really curious, is this a nationwide plague coming down from the sky? Is it a worldwide plague coming down from the sky? Because the spray airplanes, if you bothered to look up, they were over us all weekend.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is back to the discussion of chemtrails and contrails, and would our own government or would
I had two independent witnesses explain to me how on the 4th of July in the western skies above Cape Caja, as they were in LA looking down the shore, that there were two visible comets in our sky in the west as in the afternoon.
Comets.
Now, I had another individual from the west side explain to me, no, that person is wrong. There were three visible comets in our sky on Monday afternoon.
Comets.
That was how they were described. Very slow moving, very distant. The first description I heard was the biggest one was red with a red tail. The second one was white with a white tail. So I got no description.
Yeah, and I just wonder if it was one of those really high altitude, pseudo spacecraft. They have some planes that go way up there, and they generate at that altitude quite a different effect.
Well, earlier last spring I saw two comets in our western sky above Wai'aliali, and the first night the first one was red. And the second night, the second one was white.
Huh. In the same location?
In the same general vicinity at the same general time of day, 2 days in a row.
In daylight?
In daylight.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, if you're paying attention on the astrophysical side, we've got a half a dozen different comet Catalinas, whoever the Catalina guy is that's discovering all this. But it's Catalina RS10, Catalina HR4, comets pan star. They claim none of this stuff has ever been as close to Earth as it is right now.
Well, that'll add to the heaviness of the day. You know what I mean? Wow. Well,
you know what they say, information is just what it is.
I appreciate you sharing your information and your mana'o as well.
I would suggest that everybody within listening distance of your radio station study every sunrise and every sunset, because there are lights in the sky before the sun comes up, and there are lights in the sky long after the sun goes down. And I don't understand why anybody isn't noticing this and talking about it. I mean, it's supposed to get dark a half an hour after sunset. Your headlights had better be on, according to the police. Well, if you pay attention these days, it is light for 90 minutes.
I'm gonna pay attention this afternoon and check that out.
Well, get this. The shortest day of the year, last December.
Okay.
I started bookkeeping the sunrise times because the autumn was so squirrely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the days didn't start getting longer until January 20th. And if you'd like to confirm that, you can go look in Google yourself. So I haven't been paying attention since the longest day of the year, but I know that the next 4 days, according to Google, the sun set at 7:24 every day, and it isn't supposed to do that. And I can also tell you that the sun right now is 10 degrees further north than they've ever seen it, and Thursday of last week, for the first time in observational history, the jet stream turned south, crossed the equator, and banged into the jet stream going west. And it skidded along the top of that jet stream, and it finally got to the east of us, and it turned back north.
Well, we're going to have some wicked winds and wicked storms. It certainly hasn't felt like summer, has it?
No, it hasn't. And, this was the University of Ottawa that was posting this map, and the meteorologists behind the exploration of the winds were saying this is absolutely the end of any normal weather, any normal climate, anywhere on the planet. And just to tag that with a little something, they showed a little video of Hanoi, Vietnam, with 8 inches of snow on the ground, and they had never seen a snowflake.
In Hanoi.
This is last week.
Oh, wow.
So that's just how wrecked things are. And, this warming that they're talking about, that the planet is suffering, well, there's some really good reasons for that. It turns out we are absolutely being bombarded by interplanetary helium in huge quantities. which absolutely reacts in a negative fashion temperature-wise with the upper atmosphere. And for the most part, the warming that is happening seems to be a solar system-wide event.
So it's not just, if you will, global warming. It's
the
universal
solar system.
Solar system warming. Oh, my. How much is that going to cost us?
Mars is losing its ice.
Yeah.
Jupiter has lost two of its stripes in just the last few months. Neptune, earlier in the last week, they were saying, has cropped up a new blue patch on Neptune that's bigger than the continental United States that they've never seen before.
I'm just amazed to think of that right now, that Jupiter's lost a stripe or two.
Yeah, I mean, so things are not right in our system.
Things are not right in our system. That explains why things feel so hectic, huh?
Well, you know, like I say, things just don't seem right. You watch the sky around here, and it's like, where did all these gray clouds come from? Clouds are supposed to be white on the top. They're only gray on the bottom, right? This gray cloud material, what the hell is that? Because it's all over the sky, and it never used to be. You know, we used to have white clouds, kind of like everywhere else.
Uh-huh.
So your guess is as good as mine.
No, I think yours is better. Mine's not nearly as...
I might not be guessing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to shut up right now and let you people ponder and do some research on your own, see where it goes.
Thank you.
Hey, have a great afternoon.
You too. Aloha. Right. We'll see how that goes. We're going to see, my friend, you are live on the air out of the box.
How's it?
Good. We can hear you. What did you think of that?
I was in that meeting with the $140,000 fine.
Oh, you can share a little bit of that information with us?
Yeah.
Thank you.
None of them quite have it all correct.
Okay.
Some of the tests were actually done by the county themselves. Some were done by the state, yes. The foresight have similar and yet some unique situations that contribute to the pollution.
Mm.
All of them have problems with rusting of the structure where there's leakage coming out of the machine itself.
So the infrastructure there is somewhat...
Of the compactors.
Yeah, okay.
Of the compactor machine. There's only one transfer station that doesn't have a compactor. That's the Lihue one. They actually use a tractor to compress it into the truck.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones, like Hanalei Princeville, they have compactors. I'm sure you use it.
Yeah. Well, I use the Kapaa one.
Oh, Kapaa is also a compactor.
Right.
So, those are metal, and they're 40 years old with really not the best maintenance on top of that.
I was going to say, so that's one of those deferred maintenance kind of things.
Well, that's part of it. Then they have just the way they collect metals and recyclables, you know, at some of the sites. But the Hanalei Transfer Station is a unique one. That's the primary site of majority of the infractions, and so... That one is a two-pronged problem. One of it is that the DOT didn't correctly put a swell in with a grate and a culvert pushing the water out the Mackay side of the highway. So all that water goes into the Princeville transfer station. And when communications was done from the employees on up, it's just the system at the county level doesn't run well because the human resource department doesn't have a functioning protocols and policies that they follow. And they didn't communicate with the state well. Instead, they rather just kind of did band-aid patchworks, which led to more fines. Now, the second problem with the Hanalei transfer is that they have a collective tank that there's several of the property area has grates that will drain into it. So when it floods, you have the water coming in, but also the area's water, and that container overflows, and then it leaches into the watershed behind. And so there are unique cases, but then, like I pointed out, that the similar ones are also the infrastructure breakdown. On top of, you know, like the recycling metals and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So right there, they have some of that problems. And And I want to point out that $140,000 that they moved into a special fund and then paid the fines. They did it without counsel and public oversight, which is not, that's not how it's supposed to be done. That's an indefinite issue that should have gone up in front of the council for due process. And anyway, I got to get going. I kind of waited long on the last call, and I actually got to walk into where I'm at. But I wanted to get on the air and put a little bit of that facts out there.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time out to kind of update us as well as help factualize the story.
Oh, absolutely. You guys have a great one, and I got to get going, and I'll be listening when I get back to my car. Thank you.
Aloha. Right on. I do have another phone call right there. Like this. Aloha, caller. Caller, you are live on the air.
Okay, Jimmy. Hi. You mentioned the U.S. Patriot Act.
I
went to my bulletin board, and it's only 4 8.5 by 11 pages long. U.S. Patriot Act, preserving life and liberty, by the Department of Justice from 2001. And it primarily has to do with terrorism and jurisdictional and law enforcement counters in relation to that. And if you don't have a computer to get it, find somebody that does, or go to a library and get a copy. That way you know what the U.S. Patriot Act is all about.
How simple is that? At the library.
They'll have a copy. Library. You can get it from there.
There you go, from a local computer.
Yeah. And it's not 40 pages. It's only 4 pages long.
Yeah, you can kind of run your way through.
It details the highlights of what the Patriot Act is all about. I thought I'd share that with you. Okay?
Thank you for sharing that information. Useful as it might be. And we will continue on with the phone calls, 826-7771 into the studio. There is a little bit of stuff happening here at the station at the moment. A little planning for a party in the future. So last week we had the Community Advisory Board chairperson, Mickey Sussman, actively recruiting members of our listening audience. So it might be, and I think as a Community Advisory Board, being a resident of Kauai would be good, but, you know, we want to hear from you. And you might be listening online. You might be listening online right now from Germany or Tokyo, Japan. It says right here on the computer that somebody from St. Louis, Missouri is listening. I want to thank you. From folks in Portland, Oregon, and Kailua-Kona listening at the moment, and Mount Vernon, Washington, out in Tucson and Arizona, and all over this planet, folks are checking in. Appreciate that at 5:20, there is so much going on. Play a little music till we get our next phone call, just like this. And if I drop the phone call, please call back. We'll get you on the air. I ask this question all the time.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. See, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Hey,
Friends of Mahaulapu will be presenting information on how you can be part of the public's response to the 2,000 cow industrial dairy that Hawaii Dairy Farms plans to operate in Mahaulapu. The meeting is on Thursday, July 14th, from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Kaloa Neighborhood Center. More information at friendsofmahaulapu.org or 742-1037.
Right on. I want to let you know that the phone lines are open. Having some interesting calls and conversations ranging the gamut from what's it like to celebrate the 4th of July in an occupied nation like Hawaii. And from a Native American perspective, what's there to celebrate? And as a patriot, you got to ask, are you really free? And at what cost does freedom come? We will continue on with a little bit of this thing we call rock and roll.
Tia Lena's summer reading program at Kauai Christian Academy, Kilauea, will begin July 11th through the 22nd. Reservations at 808-482-9585. Auntie Elena's summer reading program, helping your child get ready for back to school. July 11th through 22nd at Kauai Christian Academy, 808-482-9585.
K
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K284AL, Haleiwa. Aloha, KKCR Ohana. Kauai Community Radio is constantly evolving. In January, we will begin the 2016 KKCR Strategic Plan, and you are invited. In a series of public meetings, group discussions, collaborative workshops, and awesome station parties, we will review and rededicate ourselves to the future of Kauai Community Radio. Please get involved in the future of your radio station by emailing strategicplan@kkcr.org and stay tuned for more updates about the KKCR Strategic Plan, and mahalo for your participation.
There you go. Mahalos for your participation. And as we speak, there's some participation going on in the halls here at Kauai Community Radio in our beautiful studio up here on the wonderful North Shore. Bunch of volunteers hanging out, collaborating, and conspiring to create a celebration for you, our listeners, and our community. That's what we do here at our community radio station, celebrating 19 years this summer. On the air for you, and looking at a bigger celebration next year when our 20th year anniversary of getting started. So hopefully you can join us. And if you want to get involved with some of that planning and action, give us a call at 826-7774 from the hours of approximately 9 to 5. Somebody is usually here. And if nobody's here, the answer machine will pick up, or as y'all calls him, the butler. And we'll take some information down. Share your information on how to get in touch. Or you can go to the Kauai Community Radio website at kkcr.org. And there's a little bit of a contact information there. So feel free to share your mana'o with us, just like this listener who called in right now. Caller, you are live on the air. Thank you for joining us here on Out of the Box.
Aloha. Thank you.
Aloha. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I was just thinking about something here. This is sort of a little guessing game here.
All righty.
Of all the people on Earth, okay, how many, what are your chances of being on Kauai, or living on Kauai, or, yeah, at any one time, like, say, right now.
Okay.
What percentage of the population of the world is here?
Ooh.
I mean, how many people, for you or in every other person on this island, how many other people are on this planet, for each one of us, on Kauai?
How many billions? That's a big number, right?
Well, okay, I'll make it easy.
Oh, thank you.
I know. there's approximately 9 billion people on the planet.
Okay, that's a lot of zeros.
Let's just say 8. For this reason, let's say there's 80,000 people on this island.
At this moment.
Right. Including guests. 80 or 90,000.
Okay.
And there's 9 billion on the planet. So, well, you know, I'll drop this suspense.
Thank you.
There's 100,000 people on this planet for every one person on this island. 100,000. So, you know, you have to feel good about that. I mean, unless you're just totally down in the dumps about everything, don't have a job and whatnot.
But at least you're living on Kauai.
Yeah, at least you're here.
That's perspective. That is perspective. I appreciate that. Because there was a day this week where I was just like, oh, my God, if it wasn't so beautiful here, I would just, I don't know if I'd feel as good as I feel right now.
Well, that's one thing that always makes me feel a lot better. And I don't feel too good about this dairy thing.
Uh-huh.
I live on the south side of the island.
Okay, so big concern for you.
You can't say that having 1,000 or 2,000 cows isn't going to make a difference in the quality of life on the South Shore. I mean, cows just naturally attract flies, mm-hmm. not to mention other problems. I love cows, but I mean, and they're huge. If you ever get up next to one, I mean, these things must weigh 600-700 pounds, and they're just huge.
Right.
And, you know, to have them just, you know, upwind of the Hyatt, I'm not a huge fan of the Hyatt, but it's a beautiful thing on this island. It employs a lot of people, brings a lot of tourists here. What's it going to be like when you got, you know, 2,000 cows half a mile away?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and what about, you know, the people who like to surf or go to the beach or, you know, dine or whatever
right,
on the
right.
South Shore?
Now, let me ask you this in regards to your concerns. Is it the physical location for you that is, it's not the idea of a dairy or the idea of a, you know, couple thousand cows. Is it the location?
Well, I think it's several things. Certainly it's the location. But the obvious fact is that if you have that many cows, it's going to attract a huge amount of flies. And plus you're going to have, you know, cow droppings. And that's going to be sort of huge.
Yeah.
And,
there'll be a daily accumulation of that.
And surf riders saying that these streams are already polluted on the South Shore. So I don't know what environmental impact statement is going to be really appropriate in terms of the fact that, you know, we, you know, this is like the lifeblood of our economy down here is tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, there's a meeting in Kailua a week from today, and I'll be there. And because, you know, I think that's great you announced that. And so.
No, well, thank you. Go ahead.
Other thing I want to share. I know sometimes young people get kind of bummed out because the world looks so rough, and maybe even a lot of us older people. But, you know, life is an, Helen Keller said, life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. So, you know, we have to have a little bit of grit to be here. And there's a purpose to be here. And, you know, I've heard it say from a pretty reliable source that nothing happens without a reason, no matter how it might look to you or me. There's definitely a reason why things are happening the way they are. And without evolution, without manifestation, there's no evolution. So if we want to evolve as a species, as a you know, a cosmic entity, we have to be here. This is part of the plan. This is our opportunity to become the unique and wonderful person that we all have the potential to be. So, yeah, it's tough, but you have to look for the good things because, you know, that's what makes Donald Trump, who I don't particularly care for, so successful. He only sees, you know, good results. I think he's a little delusional, but isn't that a great attitude to have? You know, everything's going my way.
It's worked for him.
It worked for him, and if it worked for him, it could work for anybody.
Well, I mean, it has worked for other people, too.
Yes,
he doesn't have the exclusive rights to that attitude.
No, absolutely not.
No. Well, yeah. I appreciate your call, sir. I have a call just popped up, so I'll drop you, say aloha and mahalos for that, and bring up our next caller. Caller, Caller, you are live on the air.
Jimmy, one more time, and I promise you this is going to be the last time, and I'm going to walk away from my radio since I can say it.
No way. So say it loud and say it proud, brother.
Okay. Back in the 70s, I used to drive Highway 99 between Stockton and...
That's El Highway down there in 99.
Yeah, Highway 99. Before they even built I-5, there were so many cattle farms there. Whether it be dairy, whether it be beef, whether it be this. And I'll tell you what, seeing the thousands of head of cattle on the side of the highway, you know, in feedlots, fence lots, almost wanted you to become a vegetarian. It was uncanny. I mentioned this to my neighbor here within the last few hours. We were just talking about cattle because of Mahalapu and stuff like that. And he remembered seeing the same thing that I witnessed. And I said, Richard, hello. He is a vegetarian now. I'm not, but, you know, it was kind of like horrendous. How many heads of cattle can you load into one piece of property and then propagate them for the profit that you're in, your company is going to make, whether it be dairy or whether it be beef? And I just want to mention that. Anybody who's been through where I'm talking about and saw them off to the east side of the highway, they know what I'm saying. So anyway, that's all I wanted to share.
Well, thank you. I mean, I think Creedence Clearwater had said it something about, oh, no, stuck in Lodi again. And
Creedence Clearwater did?
Yeah.
Gracious, that's back in my day.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You're aging me.
There we go. But anyways, I do know what you're talking about, as we used to drive from Sacramento down to Fresno and beyond.
Yeah. So you know where I'm talking about.
Right. They have a town called Manteca out there off the highway and, you know, other towns.
I'm so happy that you visualized what I'm referring to. Thank you ever so much.
Sure. And thank you for bringing that up. I just can only remember the windows would have to go up, and for about 20 or 30 minutes we were stuck inside. And that is how it went. So, aloha. I'm going to take another caller right now. Caller, you are on the air live. Thank you for calling.
Oh, hi. You know, I was just hearing the brother talk about his experience on 99 in California and that. And I just, you know, I live in Cape Cod. So I'm pretty far away from Mahalapu and all that and the Hyatt. But I do remember in certain areas in Southern California, even in La Mirada, we go over our uncle's house and, whoa, I said, what, where's all those cows? And you could smell it. So, I mean, if the winds are, so, I mean, just by that fact, it's obvious to, but when you've experienced it, it's like, whoa, it's really, really nauseous and strong. So,
yeah.
Anyway, it was just a personal experience that it was very similar to what the guy was talking about.
Validation. The brother is getting validation.
Yeah. I can just, I mean, I was brought back to those days on 99 and out, even lived in Fresno a while. But, yeah, it's really, really strong. So, anyway.
Strong.
Thanks, and appreciate the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling in, taking your time on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. It hadn't rained much today. I've been talking to folks and not complaining, but just remarking that it has been a wet summer so far. And it's just a crazy world we're living in, the insanity of it all. Good to have you listening in and sharing your manao and your concerns. I want to share a little bit of information about some upcoming events. This one specifically, Movie Night, hosted by Oceans for Peace this Saturday, July 9th at 6:30 in the Hanapepe Library. The movie Oceans will be shown. And Oceans for Peace is a local organization that is working to raise awareness about the impact of RIMPAC and the militarization of the Pacific. Oceans for Peace is a coalition of different activist groups from the Kauai's Alliance for Social Peace and Justice, as well as the Surfrider folks, and I even think the Sierra Club is involved in that action, again trying to just raise awareness about how the military-industrial complex is wreaking havoc on our ocean resources. And it's not just off the coast of Kauai, it's not just in the state of Hawaii, it is throughout the Pacific region. And again, one of the craziness of the modern world is that the military-industrial complex is just all over the place. And some people would say, well, that's a necessary evil because we need security in the world. And anyways, I'll get back to the announcement. Saturday, July 9th, 6:30 at Hanapepe Library, the Disney documentary that examines a vital role water plays in human existence and the cause and effect interplay between oceans and the environment. Shot on location around the world, the film dives beneath the surface with stunning underwater photography, and that is being shown Saturday night, July 9th, 6:30 at the Hanapepe Library. Also on Sunday, the following day, July 10th at 1 p.m., so Sunday at the Kapaa Neighborhood Center, is the movie Why We Fight, and this is through personal stories of soldiers, government officials, scholars, journalists, and innocent victims. This documentary examines the political and economic interests and ideological factors, past and present, behind American militarism. So again, hosted by Oceans for Peace. You can find out more if you go to the Oceans for Peace Facebook page or the oceansforpeace.org website. Take a deep breath and move on forward, because that's what we're doing as we evolve in 15 minutes. That's where this radio station continues to shine. We'll have brought a celebrity dove coming into the house to play some music, some that's as fresh and as best as it comes, some of it that is archived from way back. This one is from a little bit way back, one you've probably heard on the Evolve show. That'll be coming up at 6 o'clock. Right after that, you will hear Slim and the Mystery Train coming in right on time at 8 o'clock to be capped off this evening with the Commodore and Loco Boco at 10 o'clock. So that's the station that loves you, Kauai Community Radio, and it is about 5:45. The song is about 5:45. We are on time.
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
This is Pierce Brosnan. This is Pierce Brosnan. It's me, KKCR, wishing you a great day.
There you go. Again, wishing you a great day. I want to share also a little bit of information coming up. The Hawaii Children's Theater is hosting tonight. Actually, there's a gala that is happening right now, I guess in a little bit, at the Kauai Community College and the Performing Arts Center. Hawaii Children's Theater has a summer program called Summer Stars, and the gala will present, if you will, showcase the many talented children of Kauai who are involved in the Hawaii Children's Theater. So that's tonight. And then this weekend, as part of that Summer Stars program, their big production of James and the Giant Peach. So if you've been listening on Tuesdays, you have heard that the Golden Eagle has a role in the James and the Giant Peach, as well as Ice Cream and others. There are tickets still available. The show times are Friday night. I believe show time is 7 o'clock, and Saturday night on the 9th, 7 o'clock, and then a Sunday matinee. So that is happening at Kauai Community College this weekend, the production of James and the Giant Peach. It's Friday night and Saturday night, July 8th and 9th, 7 o'clock. And then on Sunday the 10th at 3 in the afternoon. Let me double check those times so that I give you the right information. Wow. There are also a silent auction and dinner tickets available starting at 5:30. So I can't really get that close because of the the vision of this old man isn't as good as it used to be. Long story short, though, if you want tickets, find somebody in the production. You can get tickets that way, or you can go to the box office at the Performing Arts Center and the beautiful campus in Puhi of Kauai Community College. It is, almost time for me to play my last song. But before that, I want to let you know that there is a hula tribute. That's tomorrow night, Friday, July 8th at 5:30 in the Kauai Ballroom at the Kauai Marriott Resort and Beach Club. It's a Christmas in July charity craft fair starting at 9. Hula performances by Halau Kale Mokihana Olena Ala and Ka'ipu Ha'a O Ke Kaui Lani. And then Halau Hula Nale Kapua O Kauai. So those three halau will be performing. That's an all-day event from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the Christmas in July charity craft fair. And then the hula tribute will be at 5:30 in the Kauai Ballroom. This is a complimentary event. So if you are Kama'aina or Malahini and visiting, you want to check out some cultural stuff going on the island, some hula for you at the Kauai Marriott Resort. And any other announcements before I move on? Yes, I believe there will be a bonanza this Saturday and Friday night at the 8th and 9th at the Kapa Hongwanji. So folks in the Kauai Buddhist Council have provided us with the schedule. This weekend, the bonanzas are going to be occurring Friday night and Saturday night at the Kapa Hongwanji, which is, I believe, right across from the Shell Station and the kind of Ace Hardware, Burger King area. Good fun. It's another cultural event. Some ancestor worshiping and some dancing with fellow human beings who feel the beat of the drum and want to express movement and love for their people. One of the things about humanity, sharing love with their people. It's a good thing. I want to share love with you. Thank you for being here. Our conversation went all over the place that can be expected. It's a privilege and an honor to be here in the booth answering phone calls and guiding the conversation along. Hope that you're all appreciative of the beautiful world we live in. And as one caller had suggested, living on this island, boy, we're pretty darn fortunate that way. And it's a struggle. Struggle for everyone everywhere when we have heavy things going on. So be the light and shine that light brightly. Going out with a little Pink Floyd, because it's all relative. Go like this, I believe. If I do it right, sometimes I have been known to do it wrong.